Hachette Audio presents How the Mind Changed, A Human History of Our Evolving Brain. Written by Dr. Joseph Jabelli. Read by Joe Eyre. Introduction. The Pearl Inside the Oyster. Our minds are changing. They have been changing for nearly 7 million years. What these changes were, how they affect us today, and where they may lead us in the future is the subject of this book. When we think of minds changing, we usually think of psychological changes that affect our moods and outlook, or neurological changes following a head injury or during an illness. But the changes I am interested in run much deeper. They span the evolutionary history of our early human ancestors and shape every aspect of who we are, our emotions, our memories, our languages, our intelligence, and indeed the very fabric of our cultures and societies. It might not feel like it, but we are all heirs to millions of years of brain evolution, countless trial and error experiments in our mind's relationship with the natural world. As a result, we are cleverer and more interconnected than our forebears ever imagined. We all intuitively understand that the brain is the most important organ in the body. We use it to think, feel, decide, act, move, and control our breathing and heart rate. We could lose our limbs and other organs, yet think and feel as if nothing had happened. But if we so much as lost a piece of brain tissue the size of a grain of sand, our personality and behaviour could alter dramatically. Like fingerprints, brains are unique in each individual. The brain is a dancer and a poet, a teacher and a human rights campaigner. The brain is how we construct reality or engage in fantasy. The brain defines us as humans and distinguishes us from other animals. It is also what we most desire to enhance with future technology. For as long as I can remember, I've been fascinated by the brain. When I was a child, I routinely hassled my parents for the newsagent's shiny new copy of New Scientist. Sometimes I got lucky and would take the treasured item to a quiet spot in the attic, crawl into the little wooden nook beneath the skylight, flick the pages to the first neuroscience article I could find, and stare in wonderment at the secrets it revealed. I didn't really understand them, of course, but I was transfixed by their endless riddles, their striking images, their unapologetic ambition. The obsession crystallized in the final year of my undergraduate degree. There was a moment in one of my first lectures on action potential.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?